Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Maseches Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara at the beginning of the Daf considers the question of where is the Mokar, where is the source that a Korban Mincha that was prepared of the manna that makes it chometz, where is the mocker that it's posel? Although it's clear in the Torah, and the Gemara brings the psukim, that you have to prepare korban mincha as matzah, not as chometz, that is only a limitzvah, but we know that by kotshim we need shino hakosel la'akev. We have to have a thing, the din said twice, in order that it should be ma'akev, in order that it should be pasel it. And that's the Gemara's question, where do you have the shino la'akev, the second mention, in the Torah? The Gemara considers the possibility that maybe the extra mention is in the loisase of loisay ofe chometz. The Gemara has some questions on that, and some soif the Gemara comes out is from the pasuk of matzah siya, as we'll talk about later. But in the middle, the Gemara considers that maybe it's learned from the loisase of loisay ofe chometz, and there are several questions that the Gemara asks on this, and one of them is that maybe loisay ofe chometz has a different function. It's not there for the shina la'akev, maybe it's there to make a mayat seor. Seor is a partial fermentation process on the dough, so that it hasn't been fully fermented, it hasn't been made into a true chometz. It's the beginning of a fermentation process, and perhaps the suggestion we're making is that the Torah is coming to say that the only problem by a korban mincha is fully fermented when it's completely chometz, let's say off a chometz. Ma'ashengen, if it would just be seir, then perhaps we ought to suggest that it would not be a problem. Which kind of seir are we talking about, says the Gemara? There's in Masechta Psochim, a machloikis, seir of Rabbi Meir and seir of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir's seir is an earlier seir, it's in the very beginning of the fermentation when it's hechsifu ponov, when the face of the dough has become pale. That's the only process that you have in it. Rabbi Yehuda's fermentation, Rabbi Yehuda's seir, is a further on stage. Rabbi Yehuda's fermentation is, it's left a lot of little cracks. Nistiko kekaini chagovim, like Rashi brings down from Masechta Psochim, a lot of little cracks in it, like the horns of grasshoppers. So the seir, the Rabbi Meir, the earlier stage seir, the Gemara says, if we're going like Reb Meir's shita in Masechta Psachim, Reb Meir holds that seir de Reb Meir is a loisasei, and you're even a loisasei of chometz, and you eat it, even though it's a lesser madrega of the loisasei of chometz, and there is no chorus. Consequently, says the Gemara, we see clearly that Reb Meir holds that the seir de Reb Meir, the paling, the hechsif upon of according to his shita, is going to have a shem chometz on it, even if it's just a loisasei, not a chorus, and therefore it cannot possibly be nismayet, and become kosher by a mincha from the pasuk of loisei ofe chometz, because seir de Reb Meir is actually chometz according to Reb Meir. But we could suggest, says the Gemara, that we'll go into Reb Yehuda's shita, work with the seir de Reb Yehuda, which is a lot of little cracks, and nistiko kekane chagovim, and we know that the seir de Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, is actually not even a loisei of chometz at all. That's what Reb Yehuda holds in Masechta Psachim. So maybe you could say that the loisei ofe chometz pasuk by a korban mincha is being memayit, that it's not a problem, seir de Reb Yehuda according to Reb Yehuda, and if it has a lot of these little cracks, it's just nistika, then perhaps it would actually be a kosher mincha. That's the Gemara's suggestion. And for the Gemara, this among other questions, we knock off the idea that the shina la'akev should be from loisei ofe chometz, and because we have other possible usages of the pasuk of loisei ofe chometz. Tosfos, a little later on Daf Nun Dalid, makes a couple of points about this Gemara. Number one is that Tosfos says that lefi ha'emes nemaskonas ha'gemara, we do not actually hold that seir de Reb Yehuda according to Reb Yehuda is kosher for a mincha. That suggestion is made over here as a havamin in the Gemara, because it's not a true chometz according to Reb Yehuda, and therefore it perhaps could have been suggested that loisei ofe chometz excludes sayer, that it shouldn't be a problem according to Yehuda. However, that's only the havamin of lefi ha'emes, since you need a true shem matzah on a korban mincha, and the sayer does not have a shem matzah, so therefore it's actually posel from being a korban mincha. In other words, the hainu, just in a nutshell, that the sayer de Yehuda according to Yehuda apparently does not have a shem chometz, but at the same time it does not have a shem matzah, and since the korban mincha needs to have a shem matzah, so therefore lefi ha'emes we exclude sayer de Yehuda according to Yehuda from being kosher. That's one point. A second thing Tosfos says is an instructive and important idea, that Tosfos is right that he's mesupik. Tosfos is actually in doubt what the halach is seir de Yehuda according to Yehuda on Pesach. We know that you're not allowed to eat seir de Yehuda on Pesach, but Tosfos is Mesupak, whether it's an Issa Deraisa. And you can well understand why Tosfos is Mesupak about that, because, after all, we just said that Seir Behuda, according to Behuda, the lot of little cracks in the dough, that's not a Shem Chometz. That the Gemara says over here that it's not a Shem Chometz. And if it's not a Shem Chometz, then why should it be an Issa Deraisa to consume Seir Behuda, according on Pesach, according to Behuda? Perhaps it's only the Rabbanon, and that's one side of Tosfos, it's the Rabbanon and Pesach. However, Tosfos have another side that Seir Behuda is some sort of Issa Deraisa on Pesach, even according to Behuda, even though it's not an actual loisase of chometz, and Tosfos does not explain what the marker for that might be. Moreover, we actually do find that the Lechem Mishnah writes that it's meduyik in the Tur, the way he understands the Tur, that Seir Behuda alafi ha-emes really is an Issa Deraisa on Pesach. Again, Lechem Mishnah does not say what the marker for that in the Chumash is going to be, given the fact that it doesn't have a Shem Chometz. So that's something that clearly needs a bir and needs an iron. But Lechem Mishnah does say that the Tur is going to hold that it's Deraisa, and even Tosfos by does have it sad that it's Issa Deraisa on Pesach. So where is the mocker for that, the Isser of eating the Seir Behuda on Pesach, if it doesn't have any Shem Chometz on it? So Mishnah Yankiv has a very interesting suggestion. Mishnah Yankiv writes that he believes that since it says in the Pasuk, Shivas Yom Toichal Matzis, that's Loshna Pasuk, which is obviously Shver, 7 days you have to eat Matzis. There's actually no mitzvah and no chiyuv, without getting into the Arichos, but certainly no chiyuv to eat Matzah for 7 days, according to many, many poskim. There's actually not even a mitzvah at all to eat matzah for 7 days. So Teinach, the first night, there really is a mitzvah in the Torah, but Erev Teuchel Matzah, a mitzvah to eat matzah. But the 7 days for some Teuchel Matzahs, it really is a zach that is not poshit, it needs a hezber, that the posik should say such a thing, given the fact that there's actually no mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days. Mishkin Genkis says that it's actually an Isra say. That says, if it's something which is shayach to be in the ballpark of matzah, and it's something, we're not talking about vegetables or fruits, or something that has no shaychus to matzah of chometz at all, but if it has a shaykh of the chometz of matzah, then for the 7 days it has to be dafka matzah. And if you eat it, you eat this dough, this potential matzah in a non matzah form, that's going to be an isra say. Thus, he eat it as matzah and not as something other than matzah. Now, if you eat chometz for the 7 days of Pesach, you're surely over on this pasuk, but you're also going to be over on the isra of chometz, although it's a say in the Torah. But if what if I eat sayer the Behuda, according to Behuda during Pesach, so even though it does not have a shem chometz, you're not over on chometz. Mishkin Yankiv still suggests that it's an Isra Asay from Shivas Yom Toichal Matzah. It's a very big chiddush in Mishkin Yankiv that he comes up with this Isra Asay. Then Mr. Chuvas Minchas Boruch writes about this Mishkin Yankiv's chiddush. He says a couple of things. He says, first of all, it's very surprising that the Mishkin Yankiv should invent a mamash drosh on a pasuk in the Chumash, which is not the derech of the Achroinim in our later day times to be mamzi a new din from a pasuk in the Chumash. So that he has an answer to and will come back. But he also makes the obvious point that really the Mishkin Yankiv is somewhat incompletely explained, because Be'emes, if you're just talking Meila, something which is a vegetable, is not Osir from Shivas Yerachas on Torah Matzah. It doesn't say in the Torah, 7 days eat only matzahs and not vegetables, or 7 days eat matzahs and not fruits. Okay, the Pasuk is only talking about the Chameshas Minim, like the Achreinim say. But what about if I'm eating Kloya, I'm eating parched grains, which are never even mixed with water, and obviously it's Mutter to eat those on Pesach. The Gemara talks on Pesach, but even on Pesach, hearing them to the kids, Kloya's Vegoizim. So why isn't that Nismayet? Shivas Yerachas on Torah Matzah is not grains which haven't been made into matzahs, it should be also to eat them as kloyos, which is obviously not the case. So Michas Boruch says it's murchach to lamshat the Mishnah is Yankiv, that it means something which is in the ballpark of being matzah, that says that it's an isa, it's a dough, and a dough could be either left to ferment, which would make it chometz, or not left to ferment, which would make it matzah, and that which is in the ballpark of this kind of transition state between chometz and matzah, the Torah is saying that isa like that, you have to eat makpati to dafka matzah and not anything other than matzah. So if you leave it as chometz, obviously you're going to be over the pasuk. This Isra Asay. But additionally, even if it's not Chometz, even if it's just Seir, since Seir is in between Chometz and Matzah, the beginning of fermentation, between Chometz and Matzah, doesn't have a Shem Matzah on it. So therefore, consequently, that's going to be the Mishnah Yankiv's vort, that you're going to be over an Isra Asay if it's a dough, if it's an Esau, and it could have a Matzah, and it's a non-Matzah, because it's a Seir, then you're going to be over on the Isra Deraisa. As far as the question, how the Mishnah Yankiv Mamtzi can come up with this drosh on his own, Michas Baruch writes that even though the Mishnah Yankiv gives no source, and it does appear that he seems to look as if he invented it, the Uvda is, Zokter, that there's actually a Yerushalmi that indicates this in Masechta Pesachim. The Yerushalmi in the first parak of Pesachim really does discuss an Isra Asay, and moreover, he brings a remarkable thing that the Rashbats, in the Zohar Hakia, which is the Minhag Mitzvah of the Rashbats actually, believe it or not, counts this as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. In other words, in addition to the Lois Asay, of not eating chametz on Pesach, the Rashbatz actually has a iser asay to eat chametz. Well, he's going on eating chametz. He said chametz will be a lav asay, or iser asay and a lav, according to the Rashbatz, because in addition to chametz being the iser of chametz, it also is a iser asay. It's non-matzah, and you're over on Shivat Yom Teichel Matzahs. So the Rashbatz counts it in the minyan, and the Michas Baruch writes emphatically that even according to the Cholkim, nobody else in the Rishonim counts it in the minyan mitzvahs. He says that's not significant. That's just a question of how you count in the minyan mitzvahs. It's already a lav. Do you count the iser asay as a separately or not? And the other Rishonim disagree with the Rashbatz on that point. But Avada, it's very Yitoch, and he's mafapal on this, and he says that this Yushalmi, which is the source of the Rashbatz, the Yushalmi in the first parak of Psachim, that Shivat Yom Teichel Matzahs is an iser asay, could very well be agreed on by the Bavli as well. There's no rayas in the Bavli against it. Now, the Rashbatz doesn't go so far as to say that there are things that aren't chometz, which are asid by the posse. That's the Meshkiz Yankiz Chiddush, that you have the gray area of Seir Dir Behuda, the beginning of the cracks, still small cracks, and that is non-chometz, but it's still not matzah, so you're over on the Isra Asay. That's not in the Rashbatz. Nonetheless, the Mechaz Baruch says it's very yitochein to say this Chiddush of the Meshkiz Yankiv, that anything which is non-matzah will be included in the Isra Asay, including Seir Dir Behuda, and therefore, Tosis and one side of Tosis and the Torah could be quite correct. There is an Issa Deraisa on eating Seir de Behuda on Pesach, even if it's not Chometz, because it will be learned as the Isra Asay based on the fact that it isn't Matzah, and it's very Yitochin to learn it could be based upon the Yushalmi, even though the Yushalmi haven't been talking about Chometz, and you don't see the Feirish in the Yushalmi, that we also Aser non Matzah things that are not Chometz as well. Michal Baruch adds that he thinks that there's actually a riot to this idea that the Seir de Behuda is in fact considered to be a non-matzah, and it's considered to be Issa deraisa on Pesach will be also else non-matzah based upon this Yushalmi. Because Michal Baruch says that the fact is, like we said before, that Tosfos is explaining the Maskonis of our Gemara, we actually do hold that Seir de Behuda is possible from being a Korban Mincha. A Korban Mincha can't be Chometz, but Seir de Behuda is not Chometz. According to Behuda, and the Gemara does have a half a minute here, that Seir de Behuda will be a kosher of Mincha, but that's not the Maskana, the way Tosfos explains. The Maskana of the Gemara is that Seir de Behuda is actually possible, because it's not Matzah, and you have to have Dafka Matzah, and it's lacking the Shem Matzah. And once you see that, Zohar Mechaz Baruch, it actually does make sense to sell to the Yushalmi, which you see the Rashbatz held like this Yushalmi, and we said before that you don't have a Raya that the other Rishonim disagreed, we're holding it to Yushalmi. So what the Yushalmi is saying, that anything which is non Matzah, it was in the ballpark of being Matzah and is not Matzah, is going to be the result, the Yisra Asay of Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs. So therefore, it works very, very well, the Mechaz Baruch says, and he thinks that's mamish the Pashtas HaDvorim, what emerges from our sugya, and once you see from our sugya that Seir de Behuda is not Matzah, it's not Chometz, but it's not Matzah, that's the main point, not Matzah, that's why it's possible for a Mincha, and who adin, it will be Yisra Reis on Pesach as well, based upon the Yisra Asay of Dafka Matzahs, eat Matzah Shivas Yom and not non-Matzahs, those that are not Matzahs, and Seir is not Matzah, so it works out well to come out with Fiho MS, Zokter, that the Seir de Behuda will be Yisra Reis on Pesach. It's not a lois asay, but it would be an iser asay. He adds that bemis it's not muchach necessarily to dafka go with this cheshbon. You really could say something perhaps somewhat straightforward, different cheshbon to explain where the iser deraisa of Seir de Behuda would be, because you could tie that it's based upon the kol and the kol machmetzas lois echelu, which he says you find in a number of places, different mekoymos and shas, that when you have a kol, a ribe from kol, so we include something new in the iser, even if it doesn't have the din gomer of the iser, just to give a simple example he gives, the Chazal at the beginning of the 8th Perek of Yuma, learn out Chatzi Shir of the Osman HaTorah, according to Rabbi Yochanan Chatzi Shir, if I eat less than a Kazayas and a Veil or the like, you don't get Malkus, but it is Osman HaTorah, and that's Nisrabah from Kol Chaylev, extra Kol on the Kol Chaylev. So it doesn't have the Dingomer of Chaylev, it wouldn't have the Malkus, but it does have the Yisr. So likewise, he says over here, since the Torah does say Kol Machmetz, you could argue that the Kol is Mar B'Seir, it's not completely Chometz, but it is along the lines of Chometz, and it's Mar B'Seir. And therefore, since it's a kol, it's just from a ribi of kol, it wouldn't get a malkus gomor, just like chatzi shir, and that would also explain, according to Behuda, why there's no malkus on Seir, according to Behuda, but nonetheless, there would still be an isur d'oraisa. Later on the Omud, the Gemara brings that Rav Preda asked, from Rav Ami, how do you know that kol menochos niloy shoyis bepoishron or meshamron shaloyachmitzu? So he asks, how do you know that all carbon minchas are needed in lukewarm water and that you watch over it with a shimur, a constant shmira process, you watch over it, that it shouldn't become chometz. And the Gemara says that Rav Preda suggested maybe it should be learned out of Pesach, chometz, learned out of matzahs on Pesach. The Sivu Shmartem as Hamatzah, that perhaps one way to go is to learn it from a shmura matzah on Pesach. There's a din to meshamah the matzah from chometz. In other words, not just us to take a look at it later on, because Chazal used to have a bekiyus. They could look at the matzah to see if it had become this chametz. No, you don't just do that. You actually mishamer the matzah, an ongoing watchfulness process during the lisha, the different steps of the making of the matzah. You watch over that it should become chametz, shmura matzah, and perhaps we learn out of Pesach that likewise by a mincha, carbon mincha, it's a mut from matzah that you need it in cold, in lukewarm water, and you mishamer shalayach mitzu. So actually, Ami responded, and he got around this idea of having to learn it out of matzah b'Pesach, and he said actually begufa the krok, see if it's actually in the pasuk itself, but the matzah siya, and we dash in hachyeho, which means give it life, which Rashi says, make sure with a active vigilance, make sure that is kosher and that is shomer from chomet. So that's matzah siya hachyeho. So he doesn't have to learn, Rami does not have to learn that out of Pesach, matzah of Pesach, he holds it as a source within a matzah of mincha itself, that is a din shomer to be shomer it from chimutz. There's a number of points in this Gemara that are discussed by the Achorinim. First of all, the Tiras HaKodesh asks a very basic question over here. The Tiras HaKodesh brings down the Loshon of Rashi over here. Rashi says, the questioner of Preda asked, Menayin, all the carbon minchas that you needed in lukewarm water, and you watch over it that it shouldn't become chomet. So Bamas, the Tiras HaKodesh points out, there's really two different elements, two points that are discussed by Rav Preda in his question. One is that carbon minchas are needed in lukewarm water, that's A, and B is that you mashamber shloyach mitzu. Now, which of these points was the main thing that he was asking about? Did he want to know what the source is that it knew is preposition, that you needed a lukewarm water? Or maybe he knew that from somewhere else, and his whole question is, how do you know they don't watch over, that you watch over it, that it shouldn't become chometz? So Rashi's Loshon over here, Rashi says, Kaloi Mara, says Rashi, since a carbon mincha is needed in lukewarm water, therefore mitzvah l'sham shleich mitzvah, it's a mitzvah l'sham. But in other words, what Rashi's saying is, if I could need it in freezing cold water, so the freezing cold water anyhow impedes the fermentation process, and then it wouldn't be necessary to do an act of shmira on a constant basis, because I'm doing it in freezing cold water, which impedes the process anyway. But since it's niloishah v'poishim, it's niloishah in lukewarm water, which actually facilitates the process of fermentation, so therefore, that's why there's a mitzvah l'shoimim shaloyach mitzum. Zokt of them, the Tiras HaKodesh, the simple lashon of Rashi is mashma, that somehow we actually already know from the get-go, before we start the sugya, that carbon minchas on the loyshah is v'poishim. That has to be done. It's the loyshah v'poishim. In fact, he brings in a tesefta that says that that's the best way, the best dough, the best product you get. We want a good quality matzah bread, a good quality dough. The best way to do this is to use dafka lukewarm water. That's the best dough. So his Tiras HaKodesh says it could be that we know as a given that minchas on the loyshah v'poishim, and that's Pashtas Rashi's loshon. Hoy, over the loyshah v'poishim. So the only thing is, once the loyshah v'poishim, now it's a mitzvah l'shamrom shaloyach mitzvah. So on that, the Gemara is presumably asking, what's the source for the second point that a mitzvah l'shamrit? That already makes no sense, because once we know as a given that it's nilus apoishim, if you know that you're bringing yourself into the danger zone, because you're creating a dough which has an active danger of a constant fermentation, because it's dafka lukewarm water, which is the best environment which facilitates the fermentation. So therefore, now of course you're going to have to watch over it. I don't need a pasuk for this. The Gemara brings a pasuk. What do you need for the pasuk? We know already that the loisa offer chometz. We know that it can be baked chometz, and if you bake it chometz, then you can be over on a loisa. Say that we know. So if a state of a person is in a danger zone and he's about to possibly be over a loisase, he has to do what it takes not to be over a loisase. Do you really need a special pasuk that the Gemara Blaine Zon brings from Hachyeo, that you have to specially give it matzvah siya from Hachyeo, specially give it life and specially mishamir? Who needs a special pasuk to be shamir if it's an endangered environment anyhow, which is potentially mamash about to become chomet? So the Rashi is actually very shverzok there. If we actually know that it's a poishim, then we know that there's a danger situation, it's potentially about to become chomet. I don't need a Gemara to tell me, a source to tell me, a drasha, that you have to be meshamberit. Therefore, the Tiras HaKodesh feels that it's muchrach to relearn the Rashi differently. You can't learn Rashi the poshut way. The correct way to learn Rashi that the Tiras HaKodesh avada is that the Gemara is gufa asking, how do you know that carbon mincha is nilus poshim? And he says like this, the way to understand the sugya is that even though we mention that the Sefta says that the best possible dough is made when the person uses lukewarm water, that the best dough, that the best final product when you use the dafka, the lukewarm water. However, even though that is so, Chazal would not have been mechayev us to dafka use poishim if using poishim brings you into the danger zone and makes it old to become chometz. So why is Chazal going to tell you that? Mail, if a person is very, very skilled and he's a very exceptional expert on making the poishim and not making a chometz, so Chazal use poishim. It could be a hider mitzvah zokte, that could be a very good thing. But to the Chazal shemechayev you to use poishim, that's not yitochem, because you have people that are going to end up batching it and not making the chometz. It must be that there was some hechrech that you have to dafke make it poishim. And what was that hechrech? And the answer to that is zokte like this. That vibalt is into meshamer the matzois. So you have to place the matzois into an environment which requires a shmira. If the matzah are an environment that's freezing cold water and there's no need for a shmira anyhow, so then how you make the shimmer? It's more crafted. The Torah is telling you have to place the matzahs in an environment where that requires the shmir, that mandates the shmir, which means you have to be lost b'poishim, that's needed in the lukewarm water, which is a kind of environment that mandates that shmir. And then you make the shmira, and all that is nichal in the midst of being shomer, the matzah from chametz. The din of shomer is dafka when you place it in that poishim environment, the lukewarm environment, and then that mandates the shmir, and you make the shmir. And that the Gemara is asking, like the Lashon Gemara is, how do you know that the minay and the chol manocha sheni loyishoyz the poishim umesham and shaleich mitzvah, so the two step process. Why are they in loyish the poishim at all? Meila, if a person is a super expert and knows what he's doing, he can be loyish the poishim. But Chazal not going to mechayev there. Why is there a chiyuv to be loyish the poishim and sham and shaleich mitzvah? And that the Gemara is answering because there has to be there's a mocker in the Torah from either from half a minute from matzah of Pesach or the maskana from matzah siyah. There's a mocker in the Torah to tell me exeris hakosev that the matzah has to be shomer, and since it has to be shomer, therefore you have to dafka be loyish poishim to bring into the environment that mandates that shmira. Zokter, even though Rashi doesn't seem to be mashma that way, that's the correct reading of Rashi as well. What Rashi is saying is, hoyo v'ni loyish v'poishim, if I find in the din, in the Mishnah, in Chazal, that matzasani loyish v'poishim is muchach from them, that it must be a mitzvah l'shem shaleach mitzvah, because otherwise Chazal would never have mandated it. They never have required to be loyish v'poishim if there wouldn't be a din that to be shem shaleach mitzvah. So Rashi is bringing out that we know that there must be some special mitzvah l'shem, and the riot that is in the fact that Chazal mandated the loyish v'poishim. That's Rashi. If it's a hoyo loyish v'poishim, it must be that the mitzvah l'shem, and that we're asking what's the source, and once we have the source, that din of shimmer itself is going to tell me to be loyish v'poishim, to have the danger environment which potentially become chometz, and then I'm a shamer from the chometz and watch over it in a vigilant manner. That's the pshat in the sugya according to the Taras HaKodesh. We're asking on how do you know what's the source to be loyish v'poishim in order to create that shimmer environment. The Chazon Ish over here learns differently in Menachos Siman Lamed Hey, and the Chazon Ish actually names a bepshitus that the Gemara is definitely not asking on what the source is that a mincha should be nilosh to the poishim. And the Chazon Ish lays in a couple of points of pshitus at the beginning of the shtickle. Chazon Ish says that Bemis, one thing which comes up later in the perek, and he mentions it here, is that actually there's no beferish a pasuk anywhere in Chumash where it says that you put water into a carbon mincha. The pasuk mentions about oil and there's enough belila to mix the oil. There's no mention to place water into a carbon mincha. And Bemis, I could have had a half a minute to not even put any water there at all, and then there will be no potential chametz altogether because there's no water. However, then the Chazon Ish brings Tosis later on Zion. The Tosis says, interestingly, that Hayois, that a product with a lot of flour and only a little bit of oil can never be baked properly with such a small amount of oil and a lot of flour. So it's muchrach that there is water in the Korban Mincha. That's Taisa says Bekitzer on Nun Zayin. And the Chazon Ish answered that, he says that even though there's no Kroh, there's no Pasuk that tells us that you have to have Mayim, you have to have water in Korban Mincha, it's Ki'ilu, the Pasuk would be speaking it out, since it's a Mukhrach, that you have to have that, you have to have that water in order to make the proper dough and to be able to bake it properly. So that there is water there, said the Chazon Ish. Additionally, Zokter, it's also a given that that water is lukewarm. Because that, like we said before, that the Sefta says that thing, that it's the proper product, the proper dough, the proper baked product only comes about if I use the lukewarm water. That's a given as well, Zokta, that they use the lukewarm water, and that part is not the Gemara's question, contrary to Taras HaKodesh. And what is the Gemara's question, Zokta Chazon Ish? The Gemara's question is, how do you know you have to watch over Shleach Misu? Ah, that's very schwer, like we said. Taras HaKodesh asked, because once I know that you're using lukewarm water and using water and you have a dough that's not much about to rise, so I don't need there's a kosev, a matzah siyah to tell me that I'm a shamer. Of course I watch over it, otherwise it's going to become chometz. Zokta, then the Chazon Ish, a big yisoid. Chazon Ish says that the Gemara's question was not that how do you know that you have to watch over that it shouldn't become chometz. That of course you have to do. How do you know that you have to have a special shimur l'shem matzah? a shimur l'shem matzah. And that the Chazanish is mechadish, and we'll get to that mamish in a moment, a very important discussion in the Achronim over here, and this possible idea that just like by matzah shmura, the din of shmura matzah, he has to meshamer l'shem matzah smitzvah. In other words, in just tamazoi, the fact that I watched very, very carefully with the eagle eye to make sure that no fermentation took place is actually insufficient by matzah smitzvah and Pesach. You have to have l'shem matzah smitzvah, a positive shimur, watching over it for the specific end goal of having a matzah smitzvah of Pesach. That's the din of matzah shmura on Pesach, shmartam as a matzis. And likewise, that the chazanish that we're saying over here, that the din shimur of the matzah of korban mincha is the same thing. It's insufficient to have watched over it in a negative manner. I just made sure there was no fermentation. No, the shimur is actually an active process, not just negative, there was no fermentation. It's an active. I'm watching over it vigilantly for the purpose of fashioning of matzah mitzvah of korban mincha. Just like the matzah mitzvah of Pesach is a matzah mitzvah of korban mincha. And that's the question we're dealing with over here is that how do you know you need the active shimur l'shem matzah, and that's the shaila the Gemara is raising over here. Chazanish claims that the Rashi is mavur like him. In other words, he takes out a Rashi to slog up the pshat that we said before for the Taras HaKodesh. Rashi says a lashon like we said, hoyo v'niloy shoyz v'payishim, since it's no shoyz v'payishim, therefore it's a mitzvah l'shamra from Chometz. So the Chazanish understands that that Rashi is saying that it's a given that it's niloy shoyz v'payishim. It's not part of the question of the sugya. We know that it's related to Poishim, and that's like we said, the Chazanish says from the Tsefta that the reason is because the Poishim, the lukewarm, makes the proper dough. The only question of the Gemara is about watching over it. Now, the Shaila on the Chazanish, of course, is that he's bringing a raya from Rashi, but the Rashi is quite chaser, even according to him, because Rashi really does not mention that the Gemara's question is, how do you know to be active, positive Shimur L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah? It doesn't say that in the Rashi, you know. So, Akoponim, there is a horror on him, but this is a big machloik between the Taras HaKodesh and the Chazanish, and the way the Chazanish learns the Gemara is going to be vur from the Gemara, like we'll get to in a moment, the Mitzvah Shem, that there's an active, positive quality in the shimur of the matzah of the mincha from Chometz, similar to matzah on Pesach, which is that the person has to actively watch over l'shem matzah mitzvah, in this case, for the matzah mitzvah of the korban mincha. Now, this question of exactly what sort of shimmer from chometz I need by the matzah of a korban mincha is a question in the Achroinim here. And the Brisker Rav over here in the stencil raises the question very bekitter in a short stickle without elaborating much and leaves it as a question. He says, Tzorachian, says the Brisker Rav, it's Tzorachian, if the shimmer on the matzah that you have to have by a korban mincha, if that is a positive shimmer, shimmer l'shem matzah, like we have a matzah on Pesach, and not just a negative shimmer that I just made sure that no fermentation occurred, but a positive, you know, like a creative process, so to speak, that this shimur is watching over l'shem matzah and durch them creating the shem matzah mitzvah on the matzah through the shimur that I'm making. So that's a shimur that you have on Pesach, and the Brisker Rav is mesupik, it could be that you have that as well by the matzah of the korban mincha. Or maybe not sok there, it could be that korban mincha, the matzah is just a negative shimur, shalo yachmit, so just to make sure it's not chometz, and not that this is an active, positive process to watch over it, l'shem matzah mitzvah of the mincha, and thereby be matl a new shem of matzahs mincha of mitzvah. That's a suffix of the Brisker Rav. The Sfas Emes over here, rather earlier than the Brisker Rav, also is mesupik about this thing, and the Sfas Emes elaborates more and makes a very important and very basic point. Sfas Emes writes that a yoyis at the Gemara starts out that a preda raised the question, and he explained his question by saying that do you have to meshamish leach mitzu? Maybe I'm nil medena bi pesach. So you see, like the Sfas Emes, that the preda explicitly was saying that the tzad that he had to make a shimur is to have the same shimur as the matzah on Pesach, and he learned out of matzah on Pesach. Now we know, Zokter, that matzah on Pesach has to have a l'shem matzah mitzvah. It's insufficient that you just happen to be careful that it didn't ferment. You have to have an active, positive l'shma, a creative process that by watching over l'shem matzah mitzvah, I met l'shem matzah mitzvah on it. And in Cain, Zot the Sasem is his mashma, it was a prayed descent, and you have to have the matzah, l'shem matzah mitzvah as well by the matzah mitzvah of the korban mincha also. However, the Sasemis leaves it with a question because he says that we see that the Gemara of Ami in his expanse drops this suggestion that we learn out of Pesach. He does not learn out of Pesach, and he says, "V'guf for the kroksiv." It's written in the pasuk itself because it says matzah siya hachyeho. The question is, like the Sasemis, that if you learn it out of matzah siya hachyeho, there's actually no raya from there that it needs a special active positive shimur l'shem matzah. It's one thing you shmartem as a matzois, which is the pasuk said beferish you shmartem, and there's a special din shmartem as a matzois to watch
watch over Lashem, the Matzah's Mitzvah, that's by Pesach. But over here, you're coming out, Rav Ami's coming out, we don't learn out of Pesach, we just learn out of Matzah Siyah. Where do you see in Matzah Siyah, for Ektes Vasemes, that there's a din that you have to actively watch with a special Lashmo, the special Lashem Matzah's Mitzvah? And because of this question, Vasemes actually blies by a Tzorachi, and he blies by a Shiloh, whether the Maskonas Gemara of Rav Ami actually hold of this notion that you have a Matzah's Mitzvah to make an active, positive Shimur Lashem Matzah's Mitzvah. You know, like they say, the Matzah Bakery is Lashem Matzah's Mitzvah. It's an active, positive Shimur for the purpose of creating a Matzah's Mitzvah. And that's a something by the Sfasemis if we have the Korban Mincha, given the fact that the Gemara is not being Masik, that the source for the Shmira by Korban Mincha is learned out of the Pesach. However, the Chazon Ish over here goes a lot further than that. As we mentioned before, the Chazon Ish Shita is that it's absolutely clear as a given that the Din Shimmer over here is not just a negative Shimmer to make sure it doesn't ferment, but rather a positive Shimmer, that process of Shimmer is matal on it. You're doing it especially L'Shem Matzah's Mitzvah, the Korban Mincha, and that thereby you create the special Shem Matzah of Korban Mincha with a Shmira of L'Shmoa. And that's given by the Chazon Ish. He says Befeirish that since the Gemara had a Tzad, Rav Preda had a Tzad to learn out of Pesach, so it's absolutely clear that throughout the whole sugya, the Gemara knows that the shimmer that's required over here from Chometz is the same shimmer that's required by Pesach, and the Rav Preda made, they suggested the Tzushtel, so in Cain, it's going to have to be, it's an active shimmer, a creative shimmer, in other words, that by watching over it with a positive intent, that thereby I'm making it a matzah shmura for the mitzvah, so therefore I create this sort of shem shmura matzah for the mitzvah with that shimmer that I'm making. Moreover, the Chazon Ish even goes further than that and suggests, and he clears this very bekitzer, he clears an exceedingly remarkable thing. He says, Yesh la'ayin zat chazon ish, that it could be that when the person eats the, when the kohen eats the masas mitzvah of the korban mincha, when he eats the shirayim of the mincha, it could be zat chazon ish, that he's mekayim a mitzvah achilas matzah aside from the mitzvah achilas kochim. That says, whenever a kohen eats kochim, it's his chelak of the kochim, he's always mekayim a mitzvah achilas kochim. But it could be over here, there's actually a special additional mitzvah over here, the mitzvah of a kohen to eat matzah. So I know, just like everybody has a mitzvah to eat matzahs on Seder night, so the Chazon Ish is suggesting, without much elaboration, he doesn't know, he's not sure one way or the other, and maybe you could say that there's also a special mitzvah of achilas matzah that the Kohen has every time there's a korban mincha, which is time for the Kohen to eat the shirayim. Now the Chazon Ish doesn't elaborate on where he's coming from on this, but if he's plain and good, you understand what the kavanah of the Chazon Ish is. So the Emes, we know, and the Beis Yosef discusses this in Hilchos Pesach, in Erechaim Tzimin Tofnun Gimel, and it's discussed passing in the Shulchan Aruch there. Beis Yosef brings from Yishayim in Tzimin Tofnun Gimel from the Rav Magid, the Ran, and others, that the Beis Yosef brings from the Rishayim that the whole din Shmura on Matzah, on Pesach, does not apply to all the 7 days of Pesach. That you don't have a din of Kol Zayin Yom Tadafki Matzah Shmura, that the Rishayim say, that the other days of Pesach, and there's rayas to this, that the way the Rishayim had, that the Chazal had, they had simonim that you could tell what's chometz and what's not, so you just look at the simonim, you see that it's not chometz, and you eat it the rest of Pesach. There's no din tafki to meshamer it. The din of Shmura is only with Matzah's Mitzvah, and that's at a Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's a the Mishabura passing the Ikra Din, but he says it brings that from Rishayim, the Ran, the Rav Magid, and others in Tofnon Gimel, that the Din to Meshame, the Matzah on Pesach, is only the Matzah's Mitzvah. The Matzah that there's a Mitzvah and a Chiv to eat on the first night of Pesach. In Cain, the Shaila is going to be, it seems that Elul Gemara, when it suggests learning the Din of Shmura of Pesach, is not learning for the Din of the rest of Pesach, which doesn't have a Din of Shmura, but rather we're learning it out of the first night of Pesach, where there's a special Chiv to eat the Matzah, and your person is being Meshame the Matzah for Pesach, in advance of Pesach, to create a cheftz of matzah that has a mitzvah to eat. That's a shmur l'shem matzah's mitzvah. To create a cheftz of matzah that has a mitzvah to eat. Now, over here in this Gemara, the Gemara wants to shtel it to, and according to the Chazon Ish, we're shteling to the same din to be applicable to the korban mincha. And in Cain, what you're doing is creating a cheftz of a matzah which has a mitzvah to eat. If that's what you're doing on Pesach, then presumably that's what you're doing over here. That's what the Chazon Ish in the Suppuk, that he says it's possible to say that in addition to the allgemeiner, all encompassing din that every Kohen always has to eat the kochim, to eat the chelak kohen on kochim, there may be a specific din by the matzah of a korban mincha, the chelak hakohen, that is a special mitzvah to eat matzah, so to speak, because that's that you're being meshamrit l'shem matzah, because there's going to be a mitzvah sechilas matzah on it, and that's why the Chazon Ish is mesupuk. And Ben said, you know, if you look at it that way, you can really hear where the Chazon Ish is coming from in this suffix of his. However, there's another tzad of the Chazon Ish, presumably because akapanin is a mitzvah to achilas kochim, and the Chazon Ish speaks out that his other tzad is that even though it's the algemeiner all encompassing din of eating kochim, but here by korban mincha there's a prat in the midst of a chilas kochim that has to be dafka matzah. So that's the other side of the Chazon Ish.
And granted, it looks like that's how he comes out at the end of the shtickle, that it's not a special new mitzvah of achilas matzah, but rather it's just a prat. How is the mitzvah of achilas kachem going to shtel tzachoyis? How is it going to apply to karban mincha? So the way that the mitzvah applies is when it's matzah. And then that's where you get the all-encompassing achilas kachem. But that seems to be meskonas hachazanish. And in Cain, hayois, that in order to have the chefta of kachem that has a mitzvah to eat over here by mincha, the way to have that chefta is dafka to make it matzah, not to make it chometz. So therefore you mashamer it and make it the chefta of matzah shal kachim, but it's going to have the mitzvah of achilas kachim. The Chazanish goes even further on this and says a surprising thing. The Chazanish says that we know we have a sugya in Psachim on daf Lamed Ches, that the Gemara says, it brings in a din over there, that chalos toida and rekiki nozir, you cannot be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach with the chalos toida rekiki nozir. That says when a person brings a toida, there are loaves that are brought which are matzah, a person brings rekiki nozir, brings the shalmei nozir, some of the loaves that accompany the shalmei nozir are matzah. So you have these loaves and they're matzah, and the person has them on Leil Pesach, so maybe you could eat them and be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach. So the Gemara says you're not yoytze. Why? So the Gemara comes out, the reason is ushmartem es hamatzos matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah or l'shem mitzvah l'shem on the girsa yotzah zu shem mishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. That says that there's a special gzeresa kos. Ushmartem es hamatzos, you have to have matzah that was shomur l'shem matzah, and we exclude chalas toidu kiki nozir, since when you ushmer them from chimutz, you ushmer them not l'shem matzah mitzvah of Pesach, but rather l'shem zevach. It was being shomur from chometz with the active kavona of L'shem Zava for the purpose of the Chalas Toida Rikiki Nozi. If Zatav is in the Chazanish like this, he says, Chazanish says that this halacha, that sugya in Masechta Psachim, only makes sense all based on this raid that we're saying, that there's an active, positive concept, a positive din to be shomer, not just negatively make sure it happens not to ferment and doesn't become chometz, but a positive hatol Hashem, that when I watch over it, I'm doing that in a positive way, l'shem the creation of a matzah mitzvah. So Zoktav in that Gemara, Hayoyz the person when he watched over the chalas toidu v'kiki nozir, did it l'shem the act of creation of a chalas toidu v'kiki nozir, he did not do it with the intent of l'shem actively creating a masas mitzvah, so therefore it didn't become a masas mitzvah because the intent was l'shem creating something else, and in Meila, consequently you can't use it for masas mitzvah. So that's the Chazanish, but that's all miyusid, it's all based on this idea that by the chalas toidu v'kiki nozir, the halacha is that you have to watch it from fermentation, watch it from chumetz, not just as a negative way it happens to be that it can't become chumetz, but with a positive creationary type lishma, creative lishma. If you wouldn't have that din, Zat HaChazanish, the Gemara will fall apart. Because when I'm watching over it, it's a matzah's toida, I'm making sure that it's not going to become chometz. I don't have any lishame, I'm not doing lishame anything, I'm just being vigilant and zealous to make sure that it doesn't become chometz. There's no stira in that intent. The person could already think while he's at it, already think about the fact that he'll eat it tomorrow night, or tonight, he'll eat it tonight when it comes time for the eating of Achilas Matzah, the old Tezvav of Pesach. So why not? You know, there was no creative lishma that went awry into creating a chalas toidu kiki nozir, so why can't he have a creative lishma to make it into matzah of Pesach? Rather, the pshat Gemara of the Chazanish is the chalas toidu kiki nozir also have the creative lishma intent, and therefore, if you had the creative lishma intent to make it with your watching, your shimmer, to make a chalas toidu kiki nozir, then it can't also be at the same time shomer l'shem matzah mitzvah of Pesach. So the Chazanish, that's very good, but you have to realize, Zokter, that that's many, many steps more mechudishtik than what our Gemara is saying, because Al Gemara is talking about a carbon mincha, and the Gemara has a pasuk by a carbon mincha for this thing. The Gemara, and I haven't learned it out of Pesach, in the Maskana, the Gemara has a different pasuk from Matzah Siya, Hachiel. That pasuk, Zot HaChazanish, is by carbon mincha and the Chumash. But the problem is that the Gemara earlier in Menachos, on Daf Memvov, said, Beferush, the Chalas Toido are not a carbon mincha, they don't have a Shem carbon mincha. Now, remember, we're talking in our sugya in the fifth parak of Menachos, we're talking about a carbon mincha, bring the carbon mincha, and a carbon mincha has to be brought in Matzah, not as Chumash. The Gemara in Psachim, and the Gemara earlier on the Memvov in Masech de Menachos discusses something else. So probably a person bringing a carbon toida. Well, let's say in the other case, he brings a shalmei nozir. Those carbonos, the carbon toida and shalmei nozir, are accompanied with certain loaves. They're accompanied with certain lechems that accompany them. So the mincha is accompanied, the toida is accompanied with 40 loaves, and most of them are matzahs, not chometz. They're accompanied by a certain number of loaves. The Gemara is mevur on the Memvov that those loaves do not have a shem carbon mincha on them. They're lechomim, they're lechems that accompany the toida. They're not a carbon mincha. Same games at the Chaz
thousand ish, where b'chlal is going to be the mocker that your person has to be shomer the lachmei toida from chometz l'shem creative, a creative l'shmo to make them into lachmei toida. There's no mocker from Elisuk, okay? Because Elgamar is talking about korban mincha, and it brings a special positive about korban mincha of matzasiyah, hachiyah. You don't have a source for that by lachmei toida, so how did the Gemara know in Masechta Pesachim that lachmei toida also have the creative l'shmo? It's a much bigger chiddush than the chiddush in Elgamar that a korban mincha has the creative l'shmo. El Chazanish says on that a remarkable thing, which seems a rather zochuk, actually. The Chazanish says that there's a gilui milsa from our Gemara, a gilui milsa, it's revealed from our Gemara, from our Gemara's din of matzah siya hachya, that kochim lechems, which have to be matzah and not chometz, these kochim lechems need a creative shimur to be matel, to make them into a shem of a matzah shomur, in this case l'shem mincha, or by lachmei toida a matzah shomur l'shem lachmei toida. And even though there's no special pasuk by lachmei toida, which is not a mincha and has no pasuk, nor was then you can take a gilui milsa from our sugya of mincha and apply it to lachmei toida, and therefore we know zok t'chazanish that lachmei toida also has that same creative l'shma to be shomer it l'shem lachmei toida and thereby make it into lachmei toida, and that's the Gemara says in Pesachim that once you have that din, it's going to be a stira if you want to also make it into, with your lishma, to make it into a matzah mitzvah and use it on Pesach night. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Korban Pesach asks a kasha on our Gemara, which he leaves with the Tzorachim. The Mishnah Melech asks, it says in the Yushalmi in Masechta Pesachim in Perek Tamid Nishchat, how do you know that somebody is Sheichet Pesach of HaChometz? Now we know, it's a pasuk in the Chumash, Leisizbach HaChometz Samzivchi, a couple of psukim in the Chumash about this, that you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach while you still have Chometz in your house, and if you do, you're over in a special independent Leisa, say, of Leisizbach HaChometz Samzivchi. The Gemara over there in the Yushalmi in Pesach goes through a shaila. How do you know that by the Eved the korban is kosher? If you shechted the korban Pesach when you had chometz, maybe it pamish passels the korban Pesach because you had chometz. Of them, let the Gemara know that the Yushalmi says that there's a special limud. But since we see that the Torah calls it a zevach leisizbach chometz zamzivchi, and the Gemara has a special limud over there that not just the shechita but even the zrika yoyver, the safety of a person is shoychet the Pesach al chometz, he's over on the lois sase. Then if he goes ahead and he's zerik to them, there's a limud over there. He's also over on the lois sase. So if we see that it continues to have a Shem Zevach on it, the Gabe that the Zrika has a Shem Zrika and it's Mechaya of you, another Lay says, say, Sim Kain, that's good for a Rai that has a Shem Korban on it, otherwise the Zrika wouldn't be a Zrika. In Mashum is Chayav al-Zrika, the Gemara says, the Yushalmi says, from the fact that Mechaya and Zrika is a Raya, Hado Omro, that Pesach Atzmei Kosher, it's a Raya that's a Kosher of Pesach, otherwise he wouldn't be Chayav on the subsequent Zrika that you would do, Alachomets. So there's a special limit of the Yushalmi that somebody who shechts a Korban Pesach, Alachomets, that is Kosher. Hey, so the Mishnah Melech, that the Yishalmi held that the Zvorach Yitzayna was that it's possible. Is that since the Torah says, Alois HaSei, that what? The Torah says that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach HaLachomitz. So the Zvorach Yitzayna was that if the person does the Avodah on the Pesach in an oifen that violates this din and shech the Korban Pesach HaLachomitz, the assumption the Zvorach Yitzayna was, the giving was, that it'd be possible, unless I have a special Zvorach Yitzayna, which we happen to have. Frecht of them, the Mishnah Melech, that in our Gemara, you see mamash not like that. Because the Gemara has a whole shaila in the sugya, at the, how do you know, the Gemara asks this question, as we mentioned, that how do you know that a person who creates a korban mincha, which is chometz, the mincha is chometz, how do you know that it passes the mincha? That's says, even though we know that there's a mitzvah to make it matzah, and if a person is going to make a mincha in the oifen of chometz, you violate the mitzvah, the Gemara starts out with that. From this vegan, the Gemara still wants to know, how do you know that it's ma'akev, that a person makes the carbon Pesach, that he makes carbon mincha in the oifen of chometz, how do you know that's ma'akev? And the Gemara speaks out, like we started mentioning before, that be'emes you have a loisa say, loisa yofech chometz. So we have a loisa say, zot the Gemara, so maybe the loisa say itself indicates that you can't make a chometz. So if you make a chometz, it's possible. So the Gemara goes through different suggestions, like we said, and one of the suggestions the Gemara comes out is that Ravina said on this, Ravina tainid, ask if Ravina, the Gemara says, ve'ema loisa yofech chometz, le'meikam gavra belav ba'alma, va'afsuli le'mevsalo. The Gemara mamash speaks out that maybe it's just a loisa say be'alma. Okay, so the person makes a carbon tied in a way that it's chometz. So he's over in a lois assay, a carbon mincha the way that's chometz, he's over in a lois assay, but maybe it doesn't passel it. The Gemara comes out, like we said, especially as a kosev of matzah siyah. So, Frank, the Mishnah Melech over here, you see that the Tzvorach Yitzoyna in the Bavli and Menachis was what? That even if you're over the lois assay and you make the mincha chometz, it shouldn't passel. You need a special pasuk to passel. Over there in the Yushalmi, you see that the Tzvorach Yitzoyna Chitzenu was that if you make the Korban Pesach al HaChometz that it should passel, that Zvarach Chitzenu was to mamash passel, and you need to pasach the Yemachshirit. What does Zvarach Chitzenu zog there? Why over there the Zvarach Chitzenu by Shochet Pesach al HaChometz is Zvarach Chitzenu is that it's passel without a pasach until I have a pasach to kasher, and here by making a mincha on Eifen of HaChometz, Zvarach Chitzenu, even if I have a loisa, say, loisa of HaChometz, Zvarach Chitzenu is that it's still kasher unless I have a special pasach to passel. That's the kasher, and he blayed by Zvarachin. Now, Grada, the Tyrus HaKodesh over here brings this Mishnah Malach, and he's matmiya on the Mishnah Malach, that the Mishnah Malach doesn't bring down the Beferish of Tosis and Tmura, that according to Tosis and Tmura, you could easily get around the question. Because Tosis and Tmura says that they Yerushalmi is going like the Mando Omar, like Rav Ashita, Mesech the Tmura, that Komosa the Omar Rahmano Esavi, the Ovid Lamahani. And this gets us into a complex topic that we won't be Mayrachan right now. I just had to mention it briefly, that it happens to be that there is a Machloikis between Abaya and Rava in the first parak of Tmura, about this, really this type of question. A person does a creative process that the Torah says engenders or creates, brings about a particular din, but you're doing an oifen of a violation of a law. Then you say, Ovid Mahani, and you created the creative process even though you're over the law. What do you say? That he Ovid Mahani, and the person did has to be nothing, because the Torah says that it's no good. And Taisa speaks out over there in Tmura Daf Dalet that Yerushalmi that wanted to say that Loisishal Chometz, if you Shecht al Chometz, then it's going to pass the whole carbon. If you, unless you have a special pasuk, that Yerushalmi goes like the man, the Amar Rava that holds the Ovid Lemahani. And that's why, because the Ovid Lemahani. So therefore, the Torah itself is saying that if you do a process in violation of a loisa, say, in this case, you shech the Korban Pesach, and it's a violation of a loisa, say, you had chometz, so we're assuming the Ovid Lemahani, like Rava Mesech the Tzmura, and that's why we had to have a special pasuk. So the Torah is a Kodesh, that's what Torah is saying. So the Stamazoi, the whole kasha on this sugya, becomes very, very weakened, because our Gemara could be going like the other man, the Amar Baya, who holds the Ovid Mahani. And that's why our Gemara was assuming that even though the person violated the Lois HaSei, in this case, the Lois HaSei of Lois HaYofa Chometz, he made the Korban Mincha Chometz, okay, he violated the Lois HaSei, but maybe we're going Yovid Mahani, it could be a creative process anyway, it could be a kosher mincha anyway. So maybe the whole kasha is not even shver, and according to Tais and Tmura, you could just plug in the different shitos in Resech the Tmura on this point. Moreover, the Teres HaKodesh is Mefalpo, that you could say other Trutzim and get around the Tzushot to Tmura, he has a purple on this point. But I wanted to mention with Minchas Avrom, and Minchas Avrom says somewhat of a different mahalach. Because the Rambam writes that he would suggest that even if we accept the Mishnah Melech who does not sell it to the sugi in Masechta Tmura Yovel Mahani, and it seems the Mishnah Melech understood, says the Mechas Avraham, that when a person is doing an avoida on a carbon, the avoida is a creative process which creates the carbon, and it has to be done in an oifen that the Torah is okay with. If it's an oifen that the Torah prohibits, that's not an acceptable creative process on a carbon, and doesn't create a kosher carbon. That's how the Mishnah Melech understood. That's what the Gemara in Masechta Yerushalmi Psachim was naming on in the half a minute, that we ought to assume that a person shechs the Korban Pesach halachomitz, it's puzzle. Then Zogt Mechaz Avraham only works by what he refers to as an avoida hamachsheres as a korban matira. In other words, an avoida that's a matira on the korban, that's a creative process as an avoida on the korban. Avoida has to be done in a way that the Torah is okay with, and not in a way that the Torah asers. If it's the way the Torah asers, it's not a kosher avoida and doesn't machshir the korban, and that's what we were assuming in the half a minute in the Yerushalmi Psochim, that the korban Pesach will be possible if it's ala chometz. But zok de milchat avroam and el gemara, what are we talking about? We're talking about the act of baking the korban mincha. You have to bake the korban mincha depending on the mincha. Mafitano, you have to bake it. So the baking of the mincha, zok de milchat avroam, doesn't have any shem avoid on it. There's no special dinim. In fact, be'etzim, it seems that if, let's say, the dough would somehow fall on its own into the oven, the wind would push it in or something, it would end up baked, it would still be a kosher because there's no maisa avoid of baking the korban mincha. It just happens to be that it has to be offoy, it has to be nef, it has to be baked. Not that there's a mice, any kind of a seder avoida in the shem of the baking. So the mele, consequently, zok the melchat avrom, since the baking of the korban mincha doesn't have a shem avoida, it's not an avoida hamachsher as a korban at all, you just happen to have the end result. You need to have a mincha that's been baked and not a mincha that's ruah. And Cain zok there, that step doesn't have the chashivus that we should say that if it was done in a way that is osir, then the Torah is going to passel the whole korban. That doesn't make sense, zok there. It's not an avoida hamachsher as the carbon in the first place. It's not avoided that goes into creating the carbon. It's the mice of baking is not, it's not, doesn't have the chshivas of a mice avoida. And therefore, consequently, even if it's done in a way that's asered, in which it is here, because the Torah says you can't bake it in a chometz way, lo yosi of a chometz, afal pikein, that mice of baking, which was done in an oifen that's prohibited, will not passel the entire carbon mincha.
In the last several minutes, I wanted to make several points, to go through several points that the Achrayim discuss, b'negeya to the long Agadat Gemara over here, and we'll talk about a number of elements that the Achrayim get into. The Gemara brings down, there's a lot of melitzos and poetic expressions in this Gemara. The Gemara says, Yovoy Adir, V'yifra, La'adirim, Me'adirim, Ba'adirim, etc. And the Gemara explains what this means is that Yovoy Adir, the Eberster, is called Adir, and the Eberster should come, V'yifra La'adirim, and he should take recompense, to punish against the Yifra La'adirim for the purpose of the Yidden, who are called Adirim, Me'adirim from the Mitzriim, Ba'adirim with the rushing waters, and that's a reference to the water drowning the Mitzriim at the Yamsuf. That's Yifra La'adirim, Me'adirim, Ba'adirim. So it says that the Eberster takes the punishment Me'adirim from the Adirim, and the Adirim are the Egyptians. Where do we see that the Gemara that the Mitzriim are called Adirim? Me'adirim, Elu Hamitzrim, Dechsiv, Tzolo Ka'eferes, B'mayim Adirim. So how does the Gemara read this pasuk of Tzolo Ka'eferes, B'mayim Adirim? Right, the Gemara does not read the pasuk to mean that Tzolo Ka'eferes, they drowned like lead, B'mayim Adirim in the mighty waters. That's not how the Gemara reads it, because then Mayim Adirim is mighty waters, and there's no raya from this pasuk that Adirim goes in the Mitzriim. Rather, the Gemara reads the pasuk like this, Tzolo Ka'eferes, B'mayim, that they drowned in the lead in the water. Who drowned like lead in the water? Adirim, the Mitzriim. So the Adirim, there's actually a period before the word Adirim. Tzolo Ka'eferes, B'mayim, who drowned? And the answer is Adirim, the Mitzriim. So the Seis de Gemara understood that the word Adirim modifies and it goes on the Mitzriim, and that's what you see in Tanakh, that the word Adirim is a reference to the Mitzriim, and that's the source of this Gemara. Now, Be'emes, that's a chiddistic reading of the Pasuk, and there are Mefarshi, Epshat, and Chumash who don't learn this way. The Ibn Ezra doesn't learn this way, or some other Mefarshi don't learn this way either. They say over there that in Chumash, in Oz Yashir, and Mishalach, that the Mayim Adirim means the mighty waters, and that's how Lechoyra, perhaps we would have thought how you have to read the Pasuk, like the Mefarshi, Epshat, and perhaps against this Gemara, which says that the word Adirim goes in the Mitzrim. Moreover, I actually noticed many years ago that although Rashi in Chumash and Oz Yashir does not say anything one way or the other about this, there's actually an interesting Rashi in the Shiras Dvoira, which is, we actually learned it as the Haftarah of Parshat B'Shalach, and Rashi in Shiras Dvoira in Shoiftim Tesvov, Rashi says in the Shiras Dvoira, Rashi says, B'Seifel Adirim Hikrivo Chemo, and what does Rashi say over there? B'Seifel Adirim. That Dvoira, she got Sisra to fall asleep, and she gave him chemo, she gave him cream. So she used a seifel adirim. What's a seifel adirim? So Rashi rather startlingly says that it was a water bucket, a pail that you drink water out of. Seifel shashoyfim l'mayim. Why? Because seifel adirim, says Rashi, means a pail that generally holds water, like you see that mayim is called adirim, like it says b'mayim adirim. Rashi, in other words, Rashi is mavur over there that the pasuk of mayim adirim el yashir means the mighty water, and more. So ad kidei kach that Rashi mamash brings it as a raya that by Shiras Dvoira, where it says the seifel adirim means the water pail. Then as the Rashi touches over there, the seifel adirim means the pail of the adirim, which is the water. So, and that's against this Gemara. Now, Lamaisa, this is a remarkable and interesting thing, is that the Mishabura passes like our Gemara. The Mishabura writes in Simon Nun Aleph that he speaks about the halachas of Oz Yashir, and the Mishabura says over there that Yesh lahafsik beimayim levein adirim. There's a halacha Lamaisa, every day a person says Oz Yashir in davening, so you have to pause for a moment between the word mayim and adirim. So, Lofer is mayim, pause, adirim. That's the way you have to say Oz Yashir. If you haven't been saying Oz Yashir like that until now, you could do tshuva now and start saying like that every day the rest of your life. So look, Haveres B'mayim Adirim. So Tota Mishabru, why? Why do you pause? Shadirim Koy Al HaMitzrim, because the word Adirim doesn't go on Mayim. You can't say B'mayim Adirim. You run it together. That means that the water was Adirim, a mighty water. It's not correct. Adirim goes on Mitzriim. And what's the mocker of this Mishabru? So he brings it from the Prima Gorim, and the Prima Gorim actually speaks the thing out that he coming from this Gemara. Prima Gorim brings from the Sefer called Das Chochma Mekur Chochma, a remarkable name for a Sefer. That's what he brings, the Das Chochma Mekur Chochma, that he says that David Das Chochma Mekur Chochma says that Matsasi Kosov, that I found it written, the after Mafsik, the Mayim and Adirim, and the Bimagorim is, Fisheyesh Tipcho Tachas B'mayim, because of the trop of Tipcho under the Mayim. And Soif HaPosik B'Adirim, that goes on the Mitzriim, like it says in the Gemara, Yovei Av Adir V'Yifral Adirim Me Adirim. And he mamish quotes our Gemara. It says the Bimagorim actually says a very big aside over there to explain what's behind this Gemara. Why couldn't the Gemara learn like different Rishayim and Chumash say that the Mayim Adirim means the mighty waters? And the answer is because if you know a little bit of the rules of Trump, the Tipcha, Tatam, the Tam of a Tipcha, is a Mafsik, right? You have Meshorasim and Mafsikim, Trump that runs into the next word, or a Mafsik from the next word, and the Mayim
pause, there's a tipchon with the mayim, and then a dirim. So the trump itself indicates it's like a semicolon after the word mayim. So that's how Chazal knew that the prima gadim, that the correct reading of the pasuk is that the, after the word mayim, the next word doesn't modify the mayim. They would have been a meshoris. They would have had a mercho, whatever it is, before on the mayim, before the adirim. Mayim adirim. So that's why the gemara's pshat is the one that's meduyik, and you mechuyif to select the gemara. That's how the Mishabura passes la'alocha, like this prima gadim. Further on in Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yitzchok said, an Agadita, that Beshaw, when the Chor of Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so in the Loshen Melitza, it says, Motzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avrohom, Shehoya Oim Beis HaMikdash. The Abister encounters Avrohom, that he's standing at the Beis HaMikdash, and he says to Avrohom, Mali Yedidi Beveisi, what are you doing in my house? What is Avrohom doing there? So he said, Aliske Bonai Bossi, it says the whole Gemara, etc., etc. So the Abister says that the Bonim Wachotu Vagolu, the Yidin Wachoyte, they went into Golus, so Avrohom says, Avram says, maybe if you, Hashem, would have waited, they would have returned the non-shuva. They would have been chosen with shuva. No. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, Now, when you did bad, you were rejoiced. You were happy. So that pasuk indicates that the Yidden were not going to do tshuva. Interestingly, I looked around a lot, and I found actually three different mahalchim, and where you see in Kirosechi Oz Taloizi, where's the Nakuda? Where's the Asoy there? There's an indicator there that the Yidden are not about to do tshuva. Rashi said is actually quite remarkable. Rashi says right over here that Kirosechi Oz Taloizi means Vishas Alitsusa Machzikin Yoise Berosam. Rashi seems to learn, at least midrashically, that the pasuk is reversed. In the midrashic level, ki taloizi oz rasechi. In other words, when the Yidden are alitzusam, when the Yidden are having it good and they're on their land and they're having hatzlocha and gashmius and all kinds of productivity and they're living it up, b'shas alitzusam, when they're sameach, when they're happy, then oz rasechi. In other words, and then you do bad. So Hashem says you have to send, so to speak, the Yidden into Golos, because the Yidden into Golos, they'll have a hard time and then they'll come back and be choyzeh b'tshuva. Otherwise, as long as they're having a lot of success and simcha taloizi, a lot of simcha, they're not going to end up returning with tshuva. That's how Rashi learns. It's obviously a little bit dochuk because Rashi reverses the pasuk, and according to Rashi, it's kirosechi. Rasecha taloizi means when you do bad, you're rejoicing. Rashi learns when they were rejoicing, they did bad, the reverse of the simple pshat. Now, I was thinking the pashup pshat, and I got a saw that the Chido actually writes this. The Chido refers to Gemara that the kirosechi of taloizi means like this. A person does an aveira in a way that at least he's unhappy while he does the aveira, so it's connected with unhappiness. And a male who'll do tshuva, mashenka, a person is mamish sameach and full of simcha when he does the aveira. So a person like that is not going to be shoved at tshuva because the aveira is being done with an emotion of joy. It carries with it a happiness. So where's the simba? A person will want to be choyzev at tshuva. And in fact, the chidor learns this way. But I granted notice. I remember that the svarno and chumash, a very interesting svarno, by the way. It says in Parashas Kisisa that it says Moshe sees the eagle. He's coming down the mountain. He sees the eagle. Vayaras ha'egel umecholois. He sees the eagle and the dancing. And he throws the luchos down. It's a very, very meidik svarno over there. That the svarno says that Moshe threw the luchos down because he saw the eagle with the dancing. That's what the pasuk says. That it's the eagle umecholos. So the svarno, why the eagle umecholos? So the svarno, kisharah shayusmeichem bekilkol shasu. When he saw that they were happy in the chet they were doing, that's when he said that you have to throw down the luchos. Keinyan, like it says in the pasuk, zokter kiraseichi of taloizi. You know, the mamish quotes our pasuk. Same pasuk Gemara quotes. When you were doing bad, you rejoice. So the svarna, what's the hezber? Over there, his cat safe in noyosh. The Moshe ben Yisroel be kaviyochol gave up and got angry. Sheyucha liskoin hamuvos boifen sheyachzul etamusam. Because in other words, now that they're so happy in their aver that they're doing, they're filled with joy in their aver that they're doing. Then it's not going to be able to fix them up, and he has to chas v'shalom. He has to smash the whole luchos. So the svarna mamish quotes our pasuk, and he mamish mefarish with this yisoid. I mean, clearly, the svarna would learn this gemara that the pshat is that when you were rejoicing, when you were doing the sin, the aver. You are happy, sameach in the avav you were doing, and then you're not going to end up having a sivut to the choyz of a tshuva. The Beis Halevi actually quotes his Gemara in Parashas Bereishis, and the Beis Halevi actually is mefarish this Gemara that way. Mamushitis Mahalach. Beis Halevi writes that the pshat in the Gemara is. And many times a person doesn't avera because it's a means to an end. He knows he shouldn't be a crook. He knows he shouldn't be crooked. He shouldn't tell lashon hara. But he needs some end. He has to make a lot of money quickly, so he steals. He has to overpower a particular person who's in his way, so he tells lashon hara about it. But he gets depressed and nervous on the inside of the Beis HaLevi because he knows what he's doing is be'etzem wrong. So that person will do tshuva. Now, she'enkins of the Beis HaLevi, a person that's happy in the amaisa avera that he's doing gufa, he doesn't even mind that he's talking lashon hara and destroying somebody's life. He doesn't even mind that he's stealing from somebody, messing somebody up, that person, Zokta Beis Halevi, he's happy in the maisa, he's doing gufa, not that it's a means to an end. So that their mensch is not going to be choyzeh b'tshuva because he's samech in the pula itself, he doesn't see anything wrong in the pula, in the maisa alone. That's Zokta Beis Halevi pshat in this Gemara. Kiro Seichios Taloizi, when the Yidden were doing averus, it's not that they recognized it was wrong, but we need to get ahead. No, they didn't see anything wrong with it. They were happy with the maisa. So that's where the Eibishter is telling from Avinu over here that there's not Yitochen, that they're going to just on their own be choyzeh b'tshuva. There's actually a third mahalach in this Gemara that Remichel Feinstein learns over here in the Shiurim of Remichel Feinstein here, and also I got a saw the Sefer Iye Hayam, a very choshuva achron and agadah to Gemaras, also learns the same way. They both learn a little different. They learn that you have to look at what the Yidden felt like after the Aveira was finished, after it's done. A lot of times a person does an Aveira, and after the dust settles and he has a chance to collect his mind to think about it, so he has a lot of charota. In fact, the Iye Hayam says, the Chazal say, harishoyim maleim charotois. This, by the way, is actually a very famous Maimon Chazal, quoted in many Achronim. It's one of those Maimon Chazals that nobody knows where they exist. It's just quoted by Chazal Achronim that they say there's such a Chazal. It's one of those Chazals. Rishoyim Malayim Charotis. The Rishoyim, the wicked people are filled with Charotis. They do it and they have regrets. So of them, Zokti Yehayam, and Yehoshua Feinstein also says this, that if, after they settle down and the mind is settled and they no longer tumult with the Maisa Averim, at least they have Charotis then, so they'll be Choyzeh B'tshuva, because at least upon thinking it through, they have feelings of regret. Mashain Kein Kiro Seichi, they learn Oz Taloizi. The Pshat is, you did the Avera and you had a chance to think it over, and it's after that, it's all done, you're finished, and still you're filled with Simcha, even after the fact. Then, there's a Siba, that you don't have any Siba to have, you don't have any feelings of regrets altogether, you're not Molei on Charotos, and that kind of person, a person who doesn't have the Charota, even after he has a chance to collect his thoughts, that kind of person is not Yitoch, and he's not going to end up doing Tshuva, and that's what the Ebers is saying over here, at the third Mahalach in this Gemara. Just one final point. The Gemara at the end of the Omud brings down the Rabbi Yochanan said, "Loma nimshul Yisroel lezayis? Why Yidden compared to an olive? Loma lecha, an olive tree? Ma zayis in a moitzi shamla el yedektisha? So the olives, only when you crush them, they're moitzi, they're shemen, the good part that's within, and the oil, the olive oil, only when you crush them. So after Yisroel in choyz lemutav el al yedei yisurim, Yisroel only comes to do tshuva through yisurim, through suffering. Chas v'shalom. Now chas v'shalom doesn't mean that every single time a Yid has to have yisurim, but there's a yisoid in this Gemara that." There's a midah from Hashem that Hashem Eibishter recognizes that sometimes the Yid cannot be brought to the Tshuva unless it's al Yidei Yisurim through suffering, and that's the comparison between the Yidden and the Zayas. Rabbi Michael Feinstein writes over here in the Shiurim, he says, you should not think, Zokte, that this is telling you a terrible kilkul, a terrible bad negative about Klal Yisrael. They're so bad that nothing brings to the Tshuva except for suffering. For Keret Zokte, it actually is a product of something which is actually very deep and good about Klal Yisrael, and that is that Yidden recognize that Tshuva is a mapecho within the inside of a person, complete ibekerinish, a complete upheaval within the person. It's not superficial at all, and therefore it's actually for the Yid, it sees it as something very difficult. You know, every year the Goyim have New Year, they have New Year's resolutions, and they promise this and they promise that, and they promise themselves everything, and in the meantime, the next day you turn around and it's completely gone. That's the kind of superficial kind of a tshuva which the Yid recognizes that that's not Yitochen. In fact, that's why when the Yid comes to do tshuva, a lot of times he gets cowed and turns away altogether. He gives up on it because he knows that if he makes that tshuva, it's going to be a total mapecha, a complete upheaval within himself. That sometimes the Eibishter has to prad the Yidden to Yisurim, because otherwise the person is going to have a hesitation since he knows what kind of tremendous upheaval a tshuva represents. I want to just mention there's actually an interesting pritzadik from Tzadok HaKohen, the Yeluch Yudzayin. It's interesting if you get it, you could see it, to look into this pritzadik that he answers a couple of kashas based on exactly the same yisoid. He brings down the famous Chazal, the Medrash, about Yoina, that Yoina, the Pekat Abliezer says that he ran away when Hashem told him to tell Nineveh that it would be destroyed. Yoina didn't want to do it. Why? Because he said that Hagoyim ha'akom akroivi tshuvahim. Hagoyim kroivi tshuvahim. Goyim are close to doing tshuva. They'll do tshuva, and it's going to be a big kitrug on Klal Yisrael that the Goyim will do tshuva and the Yidden don't. So the kasha, which the Achronim ask, is why in the world is there such a midah that the Goyim are kroivi tshuva and Yidden are not? It sounds like an incredible thing. Well, the Goyim better than the Yidden. The Goyim are close to doing tshuva and the Yidden are not. How is there such a mitzvah in the world together that the goyim are korov to tshuva and not the yidden? So Reb Tzadik writes this thing. There's different shot in the achronim. Reb Tzadik writes this thing. He says that a yid recognizes what tshuva represents. A yid understands that tshuva has to be dafka panimi. An outward tshuva that's just to hit today and gone tomorrow and involve some kind of external maisa and never really impacted the person's lev is not going to be a tshuva, and the yid doesn't see that as a tshuva. Mele, therefore, that the yidden are not korov tshuva because they know what a kind of a inner mapecha, a complete upheaval you have to make within the person for the tshuva to be real. That's why Zok there, the goyim ninvei, so they'll do the tshuva, and then they Chazal got to say in the Pirkei Avos that they did the tshuva, and then they afterwards later on they were chozer to the original Maaseh Maroim. That was the kind of tshuva that ninvei made. Yoina saw that there was be a kitchen on Klai, so the Maaseh the goyim did it and the yidden did not. But Afa Pikein Zok the Tzadik, the Sheirish Hadvorim comes from the fact that the yid has this recognition that tshuva is not skin deep. Tshuva is not on the surface. Tshuva is something which represents an enormous mapech within the mensch, which is why the yidden are not just kroivei tshuva. They don't just turn over like a leaf. Fasneitzuch, this is something which we have to misput it into as well when it comes to us. The shas the yom neiroim. That's when we do the tshuva, we do the tshuva in Kippur, to recognize that tshuva is something which has to be a product of his boinenus, a product of a recognition of the fact that tshuva doesn't come from a so-called kroivei tshuva, but rather it's something which is an emissar, has to have a kiyum within the person, has to go with strike roots deep within the mensch, and we shouldn't chas v'sholom need, like the Gemara says, this prad of ein choizen lemutav ela al yedei asurim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.